Council planners have placed the blame, certainly for the second flooding incident, squarely at the doors of the HSE. And it's no surprise to me that the HSE's initial report, which was due out, has been delayed, because I believe they were aware that when the council planners were going to produce a report, which I requested at a council meeting, and this is what has led to this report now being made available. It's quite clear to me that they anticipated the council planners to make a few of the truths of the situation known. And I think now the HSE report, they're going to have to either say that the council planners are wrong, or they're going to have to hold their hands up here and say that they did not address the flooding issues which were identified by the council planners.